অনুসরণ সজেই কলা তার নাম গোবিন্দের প্রতিমূর্তি শ্রী বলরাম এ পার্ট অফ এ পার্ট অফ এ হোল ইজ কল্ড এ কলা শ্রী বলরাম ইজ দি কাউন্টার ফর্ম অফ লর্ড গোবিন্দ বলরাম'স ওন এক্সপ্যানশন ইজ কল্ড মহাসংকর্ষণ অ্যান্ড হিজ ফ্রাগমেন্ট দি পুরুষ is counted as a kala or a part of a plenary portion. I say that this kala is Mahavishnu. He is the Mahapurush who is the source of the other Purushas and who is all-pervading. Garbhodasai and Kirodasai are both called Purushas. Their plenary portions of Karanodaksai Vishnu, the first Purusha, who is the abode of all the universes. The symptoms of the Purusha are described in Laghu Bhagavatamrita. While describing the incarnations of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the author has quoted from the Vishnu Purana, where it is said, let me offer my respectful obeisances unto Purushottama, Lord Krishna, who is always free from the contamination of the six material dualities, whose plenary expansion, Mahavishnu, glances over matter to create the cosmic manifestation, who expands himself in various transcendental forms, all of which are one and the same, who is the master of all living entities, who is always free and liberated from the contamination of material energy, and who, when he appears in this material world, seems one of us, although he has an eternally spiritual, blissful, transcendental form. In summarizing this statement, Rupa Goswami has concluded that the plenary expansion of Supreme Personality of Godhead, who acts in cooperation with the material energy, is called the Purusha. There are five kinds of ignorance of the conditioned souls. In the Mahabharata Udyog Parva, 43rd chapter, these five kinds of ignorance are described. Number one, accepting body to be the self. Number two, making material sense gratification one standard of enjoyment. Number three, being anxious due to material identification. Number four, lamenting. And number five, thinking that there is anything beyond the absolute truth. The teachings of Lord Chaitanya eradicate these five kinds of ignorance. Whatever one sees or otherwise experiences, one should know to be simply an exhibition of the Supreme Personality, Godhead's energy. Everything is a manifestation of Krishna. This is tattva. Those who are liberated souls, those who are free from these five kinds of ignorance, they know it very well. But the conditioned souls, they don't know it. Therefore, the instruction has been given for the conditioned souls that they should accept a bona fide spiritual master who is manifestation of Lord Balaram. Here, Kaviraj Goswami speaks about Lord Balaram. And that Lord Balaram is very, very merciful. His mercy comes through his manifestation, Gurudev. Unless one gets such mercy, he cannot understand all these tattvas. If Lord Balaram is the original Sankarsan, he is always with Krishna. And his expansion is Mahasankarsan. Mahasankarsan is in Vaikuntha Loka. And the expansion of Mahasankarsan is first Purusha Avatara Karana Abhisai Vishnu, Mahavishnu. It has all been said here that we discuss. When the expansion of Karana Abhisai Vishnu is Garbhoda Sai Vishnu. From this Garbhoda Sai Vishnu, all the incarnations come. Therefore, these incarnations are known as Kala. Ansar Ansar Jai Se Kala. You understand? That is said here. Ansar Ansar Jai Kala Tarunam, a part of a part of a whole is called kala. That is it. So they are known as kala. So Bhagavad says it is ansa kala punsa krishnastu bhagavan swayam. This is kala. Portion of the portion. You understand? Because all the incarnations come from Garbhoda Sai Vishnu. You understand? And the third Purushavatara, the Khirabdi Sai Vishnu, is the Paramatma in the heart of all living entities. You understand? So, if we trace back, we'll reach Balaram, because all Balarams, expansion and expansions and expansions. This Balaram or Baladev is Mahasankarsan, Mool Sankarsan, and his expansion is Mahasankarsan. On that day, at the appearance day of Lord Balaram, we had this discussion, isn't it? So the Paramatma, the Super Soul, who resides in the heart of all living entities, is an expansion and expansion of Lord Balaram, Kala. That Paramatma gives transcendental strength to the jivas. Therefore, the jivas act here. You understand? If that Baladev, and that is the Krupavalo, the merciful strength of Lord Baladev, and that Baladev will take away that strength, then you cannot lift your hand. You cannot move. Those who don't know all these things, those who are adhyakik, the materialists, the specific word we say adhyakik, that means those who depend on their own senses and sense-acquiring knowledge. You understand? They seem to be very puffed up and proud, but they don't know that if Lord Balaram will take away his merciful strength, in a moment, all their pride, all their queries, everything will be finished. You understand? So, the instruction has been given. Don't try to know about Absolute Truth by dint of our own intelligence, own effort, own material knowledge. You understand? Completely depend upon the mercy of Lord Balaram. And Lord Balaram's manifestation is Gurudev. So, if someone can take shelter, complete shelter at the lotus feet of Gurudev, then he can get mercy of Gurudev, which is the mercy of Lord Balaram. You understand? Unless one gets all these things, he cannot understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. So, before the coming of Krishna, Lord Balaram comes first. And this is tattva. Unless one gets the mercy of Lord Balaram, he cannot join the festival of the appearance of Lord Krishna. You understand? So this is our tattva. It has been given here. One who is Brahmanda Bhamite Kon, Bhagyavana Jiva Guru Krishna Krupate by Bhakti Ratavija. As long as the conditioned soul has not got such mercy, he must be wandering in lakhs of universes and lakhs of spaces of life. But one who is very, very fortunate, who has some jnanta sukriti, he may come to this path of devotional service. He will associate with the sadhus and always the tattvas from the sadhus, then thereby he can understand by the mercy of the sadhus that he is part and parcel of Krishna, the spirit soul, not this body. Then he will lament that for so many lives, lots of lives, he had wandered in different species of life, in different universes or planetary systems without knowing Krishna. When he cries for it and repents very much, then Krishna showers his mercy. Guru Krishna Krupate Pai Bhakti Lata Bija. When one becomes very much anxious how to know his known Supreme Lord Krishna, how he can gain, revive his lost consciousness, this Krishna consciousness, to be an eternal servitor of Krishna. That Krishna shows His mercy, as a result, He can meet His bona fide representative Gurudev. By Guru's mercy, then He can get Krishna. That we discuss. Here, Sri Kaviraj Goswami says about Balaram, about Baladev, and his expansions and expansions. And these are our tattvas, and these tattvas will reveal to them one who is a completely surrendered soul at the lotus feet of Guru. Jasya devi parabhaktir tatha devi tatha guru tasite kavidasta prakasaste mahatmana. Upanishad says this thing. If someone has developed parabhakti to Krishna, at the same bhakti to Guru Pada Paddha, the lotus feet of Gurudev, then all these tattvas will be revealed to him. Otherwise, the tattvas won't be revealed. You understand? That we say. And the source of all these things is sadhu krupa, the mercy of the sadhu, the Vaishnavas. You understand? And Sriman Mahaprabhu came, who is Krishna himself, as a sadhu, as a bhakta. You understand? So he has taught all these things. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, it has been said, Amanistarite tuma iha go mano.
Amanistarite tuma iha go mano.
Amando yalu tumi otito pamo.
Said, Amanistarite tumar iha agaman paraman dayalu tumi patita pavan. This patita pavan, deliverer of the patitas, very, very fallen, downtrodden, is very, very merciful. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, therefore he has come as a sadhu, mahajan, bhakta. Do you understand? Mahanta svabha itarite pamor nijo karjan ahita bujaun targa. This is the nature of the Mahatmas. They have no business here, in this material world. They only come here to deliver this conditioned souls. So merciful they are. Do you understand? In 11th canto, Srimad Bhagavatam, it has been stated, Vasudev says to Narada Muni, Narada Muni is a sadhu, Bhagavan bhavato datra svastaye sarva dehinan krupanam yatha pitra ruttama srok vartmanam. भूतानं देवचरितं दुखाय च सुखाय च सुखायैव हि साधूनां तद्दृशां अच्युतास्मनां. So here it has been said in Srimad Bhagavatam 11th canto, Vasudev statement Narad Muni. Narad Muni is a sadhu. He always travels, both in material world and spiritual world, singing the glories of the Lord, his Veena. When Narad Muni came to the house of Vasudev, Vasudev said that your coming here is very, very auspicious, is all auspicious. As the coming of the parents are auspicious for the children, similarly, the sadhus, the devotees of the Lord, their coming of the devotees of the Lord, are very, very auspicious for the Kripanas. You understand? And the sadhus do good to all the living entities. The cloud, when they rain, they pour rains. Thereby both happiness and distress come. Excessive rain, distress. No rain, distress. Required rain, happiness. But there is no question of anything distress with the sadhus. Sadhus only give happiness, no question of distress. If a sadhu curses someone, that is also blessing. The curse of a sadhu is also blessing. That we see at the curse of Narada Muni, Nala Kuber, Mani Griva. You understand? He cursed them to be born in this material world as trees. Then stavarjun, but that is a blessing. Because they remained in the courtyard of Nanda Maharaj for 36,000 years. But in that life, they saw Bhagavan, they got Bhagavan, Krishna. If they would have spent 36,000 lives, they wouldn't have met Krishna. It's a blessing. Similarly, there is no question of distress in the behavior of the sadhus. Do you understand? This has been stated. And the demigods, they do good for the living beings. But those living beings, those who don't want good from them, they give distress. So the demigods give both the happiness and distress. But the sadhus are very, very superior than the demigods. Because the sadhus never give any sort of distress, any living entity. You understand? So, that sadhu, Rupa, is most important. If someone gets the kripa of such sadhu, he can be eligible to go back home, back to Godhead, and he can understand this truth of God. Otherwise, not possible. Yes?
You mentioned how it's for the mercy of a sadhu that one comes in contact with Krishna consciousness. By the mercy of a sadhu, one comes in contact with Krishna consciousness.
Yes.
We saw when Prabhupada was traveling around the planet, many times, especially in the West, at least I know of cases in Australia, when Prabhupada came, someone had been in the temple for maybe 1 week, and Prabhupada gave diksha. He initiated them, Prabhupada left, and they left also.
They left also.
Yeah, so they had some good fortune that they met Prabhupada. But
yes. They met Prabhupada, they have some good fortune, but Prabhupada gave them krupa, but they are not prepared to receive it. What to do?
So does that mean they weren't pious enough in their last life to...
Yes, and this is not lost, it is there. Due to their ignorance, due to their some discreetly, whatever may be, they cannot have it. They cannot utilize it in a favorable way. Do you understand? So it is stopped now. It's covered up now. It's not lost. It is there. It may come later on when they will be qualified.
Just as you were mentioning the other day, that if someone accepts the guru devotee as his guru, as soon as he says, this is my guru, and then he leaves.
So
then he goes to Nara.
Yeah.
So.
Yes, that like is aparad, that he commits offense. Yeah. Which is inexcusable. Because he is such an ignorant fool. You understand? And Sadhu is so merciful, he gives him mercy, but he isn't prepared to accept it. What to do? You understand? As Joseph Christ says, I have enough to say, but you are not prepared. You understand? Similar the case. One should prepare himself. As we give an example, you want Ganges water. So you go to Ganges with a pot to get water. But if you wouldn't have cleansed the pot is filled with all filth up to the brim, how can you get water? No water. You understand? Similarly, sadhu krupa is like that, and you should be prepared for it. Make yourself prepared. Then you'll get. As Jesus Christ says, empty yourself, I'll fill thee. You want empty? How can I fill thee? This is required. You understand?
So those persons will have to suffer some reactions for their actions, but later on when they're...
Later on, that will come up. Based on the sadhus, but in actuality, how many of them are really associated?
Yeah. We were talking yesterday that out of so many thousands of disciples of Prabhupada, there may be some hundreds left.
Yes.
So it's that Manushinam Sahasrashu.
Seems
those at the left are actually very rare.
Yeah. Then it says, the mosquito is sitting in the body of a sadhu. Shall we say, associating with sadhu or disturbing sadhu? A mosquito sitting on the body of the sadhu. Can we say that it is associating with the sadhu or distorting the sadhu? That's not association. Really associated.
So associating means to give service.
Give service, listens to very carefully, pointed attention, you understand what sadhu says, and takes it seriously. That's superfluous. And acts accordingly.
That is association. Otherwise, it is the association.
Hmm. So is that why the Vani is more important than the Vapu?
Yeah, Vani is more powerful.
Hmm. As Vapu means hear directly from the mouth, lips of sound. That's Vani. Direct hearing. Another from his books, indirect. You understand?
Hmm.
And by direct hearing, you'll be much more benefited than only reading books. You may not understand it, everything. There may be some doubts. We'll clarify you. But it will be clarified then and there. You are hearing directly and asking questions.
Yeah.
That is more powerful, more beneficial. You understand?
I experienced that when you were giving that information about Lord Krishna and Yashodamata. So
yes.
I was confused, but yeah. From talking to you later, I see something. Yeah.